help shape the future. And I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Son Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This unseasonably cool early November weather continues tonight with another night in the 30s. I think we fall back to at least 37 for the overnight low with clear skies and light winds. Don't forget to set the clocks back an hour tonight. You probably have been reminded a million times already. We go back to standard time at 2 in the morning. Tomorrow, picture postcard perfect with a high temperature up to about 63. Blue skies, sunshine. A little warmer on Monday with a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Amen to that. We have a call. It's our friend Bo. Hey, Bo.
Hey, how y'all fellas doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
How you doing?
Fairly well.
I'm doing good.
That's good. It's good to hear, man. How's the old lady doing?
Doing good. Doing real good. She got a little bit of headache tonight, but she's going to be all right.
I hate when that happens.
Mm-hmm. I know it. Yeah, what can you do, though?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
Yes, sir. I don't either. I wish I did.
I have no recollection of that, Senator.
Yeah, I take about 5-4 ibuprofen just about any time I get a headache, and it helps.
Yes, sir. Well, I've been listening tonight. You know, I got to call in and let y'all know I'm listening.
Thank you. We appreciate it when you call.
Yes, sir. And I challenge all the listeners out there. Just if you can't do that, but call in and say hi. Call them up and let them know y'all listening out there.
Please.
Yes, sir.
Some nights I feel like there's nobody listening. You know, it's a weird feeling. I don't know. It's just me, I guess.
But you know, we out here, and a lot of people, they don't want to be their voice to be on the radio broadcast over. You know, no telling who's listening or whatever. But
yeah, you're right.
They need to get over that shyness and just be heard. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Just go over here. Just enjoy that First Amendment while we got it.
While we have it, you better enjoy it.
You know.
Yes.
So
sir.
Anyway, I had me a good conversation with the guy. Said he was a fiscal conservative, but liberal on social issues.
What? Can you do?
Yeah.
That? Is that legal?
Well, I wasn't really following him. But we had a conversation about AR-15s and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, you don't need no. What do you need an AR-15 for? And blah blah blah, and all this kind of stuff. And I said, look here. I said, let me tell you what's going to happen. I said, it's going to wind up being like Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what they do is this: what they'll do is they'll pass a law. The law will say every gun owner has to register their weapon.
Yep.
Next step, confiscation.
You better believe it. That way they know who has what.
But I believe, now, I don't know if everybody's on the same school of thought here on this, but I believe that the illegal weapons are actually more than the legal weapons.
I tend to agree.
In this country, because of the fact that on the black market, you can even get hand grenades. So you know if you can get hand grenades, probably rocket launchers if you got enough money,
uh-huh.
The gun market, the illegal gun market in this country is probably as prominent as the illegal drug trade and sex trafficking trade.
Well said.
Yep.
Probably right.
Oh, come on now. Think about the gangs out there. You see, if you ever watch that show that comes on, it's called Drugs, Inc.
No, I try not to.
Well.
Tell me about it.
Let me tell you what. It's very... in your face kind of, you know, that kind of hardcore stuff. I mean, they've got, like, I was talking about assault rifles with the clips, that banana clips that mm-hmm. no telling how many rounds it'll hold.
Yeah. Wow.
And they just tell you straight up, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, if you owe us money, not just that part of it, aspect of it, but if they want to rob another drug dealer where they know he's holding money or drugs or both,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't even think about it. They just go do it.
Wow. That's scary, isn't it?
And I'm talking about they're packing real heavy.
Right.
Very heavy.
Right.
But anyway, I wanted to mention that, but I also wanted to mention, remember when Schumer warned Trump early on in the game, he said he didn't say deep state. We use that term, but he said the intel community
has
6 ways of Sunday.
Yes.
Of getting back with you.
Yes, he did.
What do you guys, do y'all watch the Bourne conspiracy? The Bourne.
I've seen it.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, I've seen him. I forgot, but I
remember it.
I think, now follow me here a little bit on this deal.
Okay.
I think that they're showing us just how rogue they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Schumer basically. I mean, he used deep state political correct terminology, but if I was to translate it into everyday street conservative vernacular, I would say this is the words I would use. In other words, our rogue intel agencies have a way of getting at you.
Yes, I agree. And he's right.
So, and if you watch these Jason Bourne shows, that's all he does is spend the whole show trying to get away from them.
Correct, because they invested a lot in him. They made him what he was, and yeah, he's part of it. He's black ops.
And they're showing you the tech, some of the technology that they have of ways of tracking the asset or the rogue asset that they're after.
Exactly. You're right.
So if they can go after a rogue asset like that, I mean, you know.
Yeah, who are you and
well,
I, you know?
Well, Trump. You know, Trump, that you know, he's been dodging bullets ever since he's been in there.
Yes.
And I still say that the hand of God is on him, or he would have already took a fall. Because you can, I mean, you know what I'm saying, if the deep state really wants you, look at Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, yes, he could still be alive. I mean, there's a highly likely possibility that he is still alive. But would we ever be able to prove it?
No.
Same thing if he's dead. You know,
right.
the coroner, the independent coroner that Epstein's lawyer hired to be there during the autopsy, I'm assuming he's saying that it was actually Epstein and that the trachea or whatever was broken in a way that does not indicate hanging but choking or whatever.
Absolutely correct.
So, I mean, you know, all these things, if you take all these things into consideration, if that was in fact Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer's independent investigator, you know, doing the coroner doing the autopsy,
mm-hmm.
would you not think he would? Wouldn't he say yes? This is Epstein.
You would think so. You would think he would.
Yeah. But one other thing that I haven't heard the media and probably no media at all talk about, and I brought it up one day on Joey's show. Now that he's got the early morning show.
The fact that
Joe Biden was turned down from communion by a priest at a church that he visited.
Yeah, I saw that.
So what do y'all think about that?
I think it's great. As I understand it, he was turned down because of his feelings on abortion.
Well, it just goes to prove that just because the Catholic Church as a whole is corrupt, that there aren't elements in there that may be actually innocent.
Yeah, well said.
Do you think the Pope will send a strong rebuke to that priest because since Probably. The Pope is a political globalist at heart?
I hope he does. I really hope that he just comes out and says it blatantly so that everybody will know his hand.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the powers that be probably told him to stand down because we're trying to get this clown in there.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is to lose half of the Catholic following.
Right.
If the Pope sent a personal rebuke over there and said, shame on you trying to take communion at one of our churches.
Yeah.
Biden, you know, shame on you, Biden. Don't you baby killer, you know.
Yep.
Things that you'd never hear the Pope say, you know. Biden's a baby killer.
You know, back to what you were saying about God having his hand on Trump, and I do believe that if it wasn't for God, they would have found some sinister, horrible means of getting rid of him to begin with. But you got to look at the other side, too. You know, Satan's got his hand on some people.
Yeah, he does.
You got like Hillary, where she's coated in Teflon by Satan.
She's going to run again.
Yeah.
She's run, I guarantee you. She'll come
Nothing
out.
Nothing sticks to her. Clinton, too. I mean, just all of them. You know, they're just so untouchable. But, and that's the hand of Satan. You know, that's the opposite, the yang to the yin.
Well, I'm still, you know, at this point, I'm still pro-Trump, and I'm still praying for him. And, he's like the great white hope. I hate to use that term, but, you know, he's the last hope for America right now at the current place that we're at, because if the Democrats get their way, they're going to vote in that Medicare for All, which will be, they say, they figured it out at roughly 60% of the middle class's income will be taxed to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll wipe out the middle class right there.
Yep, despite what they say.
And they say by these open borders that the goal is to create a Venezuelan-like atmosphere, climate here in the United States.
Total chaos. Total chaos.
Exactly. Cheap labor. And like I've heard one of y'all say, it's going to be like the Hunger Games in the end.
It wasn't me, because I've never watched that.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, figures.
I think that priest did Joe Biden a favor by not letting him do communion, letting him take communion.
Why?
Yeah. Because I'm sure somebody out there thinking the same way I'm thinking. Because if you take communion and not ready, it'll do more harm than good. You know, some people have actually gotten sick and died, you know, because of that. That's why a lot of people are sick now, because they've taken communion under the influence, in other words. Under the influence of...
satanic.
Satanic and just sin, for that matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you something else. That is a good point, Postman, but something else about that Jason brought up about keeping the Epstein thing, you know, in the forefront. Yeah, keep it fresh and circulating on there.
Uh-huh.
I try to keep that Biden thing on there, too, if I can remember it, about him mentioning that he called Ukraine and told him to fire that prosecutor.
Oh, yeah, Greg plays the clip where he admits it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm collecting memes of all sorts. I'm not spreading a whole bunch of Biden memes yet, because I'm hoping that he will be the front runner. And he would be selected as the candidate. But, yeah, ultimately, I'm just saving those for if he does become the candidate. But.
Well, I'm hoping the outcome of this, farce impeachment thing they're doing, that the communist Dems, might as well call them what they are trying to perpetrate on us, on the American voters. I'm hoping that it'll come to a quick end, and then if they do it, then they can overturn it in the Senate.
Yeah, same here.
Like they did Clinton, and then he'll go on to win that second term and kind of help bail us out. And then I'm thinking and hoping some of his children may run to replace him. You know,
yeah,
like Trump Jr. or something.
Well, we'll see. Let's hope so.
Well, all right, God bless you guys.
Thanks, Bo. Take care, brother.
Take care.
See you. All right, guys, we got to hit a break. It's a short one. We'll be back.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
What team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
And the walls came down. Indeed, they did. Miss Connie. Hey, Miss Connie. Miss Connie, are you there? Miss Connie, are you there?
No, this is not Miss Connie.
It's not?
Miss Connie.
Well, hold on for me, okay?
All right.
Got her back on hold. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey.
Hey, glad to see you this time.
We're on the air, huh?
We are now. Sorry. I'm not myself tonight.
Okay. Well, like I said, I had to withdraw for a couple of weeks, but I'm back now. Just have to deal with the world, you know.
I know. Believe me.
Sometimes.
Me too.
Sometimes I just have to talk it out with God.
I hear you.
And he has to fuss at me, get me back on track.
Yeah, he'll do it.
But I've got breaking news.
Tell us.
And I didn't believe it at first, because I have a daughter who, I always get the news before it's news.
Yes.
Because she apparently lives on Twitter. And so she had sent me this thing, and I thought, I can't believe it. So I checked it out. Somebody's already put the video on Twitter. On Jesse Waters just now. Not long ago, they have a canine trainer who trains the military dogs, talking mm-hmm. about the Benghazi raid and everything.
Right.
And at the end of it, when Jesse thanked him for coming on, he said, well, can I make a PSA real quick? And Jesse said, yeah. So he says, well, these dogs are in the news a lot, and they're great dogs, and they're wonderful, but some people, there's going to be a demand for them now, and some people shouldn't have them. They need to be trained by a professional. And if not, then you don't need to get one.
Mm-hmm.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And somebody in the studio cracked up. You could hear, I was like, oh, my God, seriously, he did that.
I love it. That's a Jasonism there. That's great.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny because he just threw that in there. Totally unexpected.
People aren't as stupid as they think we are. That's great.
Like I said, I've been through 2 weeks. And of course, I've had some family stuff going on, too. And I have daughters that live pretty far away. And, you know, things happen and there's nothing you can do and that
right.
kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, talking about people not listening, and it does get discouraging. But we have to remember that the majority of the people are on the wrong side.
You're right.
So if you're with the majority, you need to take a look at where you are.
Yep.
And so it's hard because, you know, we want people to understand, but it's just not going to be.
Yeah, that's what Lynn keeps saying. Everybody's not going to believe you because everybody's not supposed to believe you.
No, and the Lord only has a remnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be everybody. It's going to be a remnant. Like I said, if you're on the side of the majority, you need to take a look at yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard. It's been hard for me because for some time, as you know, I've been away for a while on a lot of things, but on some other things, not as much. And
yes,
to realize that you've been lied to your whole life.
I know.
That all your belief system is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard,
it
and
is.
You have to work through that.
It's hard. You're right.
Yeah.
And to realize that our government, that, oh, man, I've waved that flag, and then rah, 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 and, you know, and, oh, my God, they've been against us this whole time.
Uh-huh.
And they've lied to us, and, oh, man, I supported the Vietnam War like an idiot.
I did, too.
You know? And then looking back now, I think, oh, my God, just look at what our country is like right now, and look at all the good, fine, upstanding young men and women who died in Vietnam for nothing.
For nothing. You're
they
right.
They were used as pawns, and it really makes me angry.
Me too. I'm with you. I know exactly what you're saying.
Miss Connie, think about thousands of years ago, you know, when Lot was in Assyria. I mean, think about it. how mad he got because the people wouldn't listen to him. And he was ordered to go there, you know, by God. And and he was the one that got chastised for it because they didn't believe, you know. But he all he needed to do was stick to what he was supposed to do. But in the end, you know, the whole city was saved, even the king. And once the king made the decree, I mean, the whole city was saved because of him, or because of God actually. And he was just a spokesperson, but he finally got it done after he took the long way home.
Yeah, well, it's hard for me sometimes because I think I told Lynn this. I've discovered I'm what's called an empath because I absorb other people's feelings. And, you know, people, you can have sympathy for, I hate that, you know, whatever, you've had this accident and your leg's broken. Mm-hmm. And but me, I feel it.
Wow.
It's like, oh, my God, I want to fix it. I want to fix it. And I want to fix the world. And so, of course, it gets overwhelming for me when I listen to the news.
Yeah. Mm. I understand that.
Well, all right. I'll let you go. I think you have another caller.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Good
Thanks.
To hear you. Thank you, Ms. Connie.
Bye-bye.
Hey, caller. This is not Ms. Connie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. I hope all of y'all are doing very well also.
Yes, ma'am.
This is BB. I've called in a couple of times, but I wanted to tell you about something that I saw.
Please.
On YouTube, and we'd like for you to pull it up and look at it yourself. And
okay.
It lasts about an hour and a half, but it's a guy who either worked at the Pentagon or he has a very good friend that mm-hmm. worked at the Pentagon. Okay. And he starts off, and it's just like a condensed version of everything that you guys have been telling.
Wow.
Well,
it starts off as the massive deep underground city
mm-hmm.
and tunnel. And it tells how they were made and where they go. You had mentioned something about the map earlier.
Mm-hmm. I have.
So let me give you this address.
Okay.
It's Y, all lowercase on this. YOUTU.BE/1G _Z(R)t)y and another capital Y.
So this is a YouTube video.
I would say so. I'm not sure. I don't really.
What's it? Do you know the guy's name?
No.
Okay.
Just try to pull it up like during a break or something, mm-hmm. and then you can read about it.
Okay.
But it does last like an hour and something, and it goes through the floors that are on these underground places,
right.
you know, that are in these under these bases and everything.
Right.
And they are doing DNA, screwing with DNA.
That's what I thought.
And they're doing it on children.
Yep.
Yep.
And they have what the Kevlar vest is made out of mm-hmm. is spider web.
Yep.
But they didn't have enough spiders to produce enough of that. So they crossed a spider with a goat.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And so it talks about all that stuff. And it goes on and it starts talking about there is no Democratic Party. There is no Republican Party. Mm-hmm. We are screwed.
Yeah.
You know, we have got to figure out. And, you know, and it goes on and talks about all that. But it starts from the beginning. It talks about 9/11 and how it was a total hoax.
Yep.
That he talked about the aliens and that, that they, you know, had captured some and that they had some type of skin on them and they tried to take it off, but by them trying to take it off, they killed them.
Wow.
And then it goes on to, that was somebody trying to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I lost my train of thought and I was doing good. But, I mean, really, if you could let some of it play without listening to it first,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you would be upset, and I don't think anybody that listens to you it would be upset to hear some of it until they start talking about the children.
Gotcha.
And I won't say, you know, we don't need to listen.
So there's no cursing in it?
As far as I know. Okay. I mean, I was listening to it, but you know, right before I started listening to your show, because I'm always driving.
Gotcha.
And it is just the best one that kind of starts at the beginning, talks about 9/11 and how it was a total hoax. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The technology is so advanced mm-hmm. in the extraterrestrial that they can, when they showed the World Trade Center, they projected that stuff up on the World Trade Center as those planes, is what he said.
Yep. Makes
and he
sense.
Said they let it go one frame too long,
mm-hmm.
and that confused everybody.
Yep.
But he said that they are going to do that. They're going to make us, you know, they're going to be able to project things in our mind, and that they are brainwashing us on by watching TV. They make us convinced that we have to have what they have.
Right.
And the people that own all of these food companies and clothing companies and everything, they're making millions off of us because mm-hmm. they're brainwashing all of us.
Yep.
So just, you know, do what you think with it, but and hopefully I gave you the right one. All the right information.
Right. Thank you.
And so it's massive underground bases with technology we only dream of.
Gotcha. I will look it up.
She's talking about the exact same thing on the video I gave you just
then.
Yep.
I'll
look
it up.
That was probably, yeah.
The exact same thing.
Put it up on the website.
Go do it and
check it out.
Play a little bit of it or something.
I will. Thank you.
All right, thanks. And I never ask how y'all are doing. I just start talking because I'm a talker, so I don't want to take up all your time.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a great night. Love your show. I'm a listener.
All right,
thank you.
You too.
I just haven't given you my whole name.
That's
so
fine. You don't have to.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
All right.
See ya.
Love y'all's show, and I tell everybody about it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, caller, hold on. We got to hit this break.
Yeah, hold on, Brad. We'll be back.
Hold on. We will be back.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular, normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This unseasonably cool early November weather continues tonight with another night in the 30s. I think we fall back to at least 37 for the overnight low with clear skies and light winds. Don't forget to set the clocks back an hour tonight. You probably have been reminded a million times already. We go back to standard time at 2 in the morning. Tomorrow, picture postcard perfect with a high temperature up to about 63. Blue skies, sunshine. A little warmer on Monday with a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Hey, you have been patiently holding. Thank you so much. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to touch on something briefly.
Go right ahead.
You guys had mentioned earlier, because when I heard the subject, man, it's something that stays on my mind all the time. When you mentioned the FBI recently talking about, you know, the possible domestic terrorists,
yeah,
and you hear buzzwords in the news like unconscious bias that supposedly non-minorities all have, you know, we're just walking around with a patriot inside of us that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
You know, we're just time bombs ready to go off.
That's,
you know,
us.
And, yeah, right. And so it bugged me because of two things. Number one, I'm not a history buff, but I could clearly remember, and it does. It's just a Google search way for anybody that wants to look. The guys that assassinated Robert F. Kennedy, it was Sirhan, I believe
correct.
His name was.
You are correct.
Yeah. It's a known fact that he had been hypnotized.
Yes.
And went through hypnosis, and they told him, you know, over and over again, to have that hate for the Kennedys, and he was programmed by his government, our government.
He was
to carry out that task that he carried out.
Exactly.
Which leads me to the big thing that weighs on my mind is, I have a very, very close friend. I won't say our relation or name, but I ride with him every now and then. He's a courier,
mm-hmm,
and his job is to deliver meds and prescriptions to VA hospitals. This is a job that goes on 24/7.
Wow.
It doesn't matter if it is raining, snowing, if there's a hurricane. I mean, legitimately, there is no night. If someone is sick, someone else has to do it. You can, he cannot miss these days, the schedule.
Gotcha.
It's a nighttime job. And in my mind, I'm thinking, why is it so important? Why cannot they have surplus and things on hand? I believe that's part of where they're, some of these people that they're training and using, because obviously these guys have already had military training. Mm-hmm. They know how to follow orders and do what they got to do, but I feel like, you know, they pick these guys out of the crop, and when things start going downhill, they slowly curate them and turn them into soldiers of what they want.
Yeah, black ops.
Turn them into killing machines. Yeah, black ops stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, secret stuff.
Exactly, and, right. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I believe, I really strongly believe that, and I don't know how, there's a running theme of the show that I hear you say all the time, but why does nobody else see this stuff? It doesn't make you a nut. It doesn't make you a conspiracy guy. That one's pretty wide open, I feel like.
I agree with you.
You know, and I really feel like with all my heart, they keep dropping these buzzwords like domestic terrorists and unconscious bias. And I think all that stuff is being put out in the ether as to give a reason behind these things when they do happen, when they do activate these guys and set them out and you know, send them on their mission.
You said ether. You are awake.
Yeah, but it's also
good job.
It's also done to create an atmosphere of fear.
Fear, always.
And to keep people thinking that, hey, you know, something's going to happen.
Well, they got to keep us afraid, because an afraid populace will vote for stuff and allow them to get away with a lot more than an unafraid populace will. Yeah.
So they're going to keep using those key words to
yeah, they got to keep us afraid.
To create
an atmosphere of fear.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And I follow, it's something, I actually just quit this week. I had been following a local libertarian candidate, but I quit following the guy on Facebook because everything the guy says is anti-police. I understand we don't want a police state. Nobody wants police, you know, just randomly kicking in doors and killing people. And then I know, hey, man, you got to have this stuff. It's got to be watched. You know, the police can't be a, but man, there's so much hatred out right now for those guys. I don't know. We're possibly looking at a time where nobody's going to take that job.
I know.
Why in the world would anybody? You'd be a pure idiot to take that job.
You got it.
Yeah, and that may be why a lot of officers aren't doing their due diligence to catch the criminals.
Well, I mean, you go out, something could happen, and you do nothing wrong, but your life is ruined.
Yeah.
Right, oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually, we've all seen the dash cam videos and YouTube stuff where had those videos and these body cameras not came out, these guys' jobs would have been gone. Their lives would have been ruined because, you know, some person stopped and says, he called me everything but a child of God and threatened to kill me. And then when the video footage comes out, it couldn't be further from the truth.
Yep.
So,
happens,
you know, they all need those things. They all need to be covered. But again, I just feel like, who knows why, but for some reason it's being pushed where that's a job that nobody wants and that very little people even have respect for, the police as unit anymore as a concept.
You're right.
You just don't see a lot of respect for it. And as a father, that's a scary thing.
It is, because that thin blue line's the only thing keeping them from getting us.
Exactly.
You're right. Exactly. I'm with you, bro.
Yes, sir. Well, thank y'all for the show, and I'll keep listening, and I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Take care. That was a good call, and it's perfect. Perfect timing for our little three-minute break. 272-9228, and when the show isn't ending in 15 minutes, we're going till 10. 272-9228. Give us a call.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by, non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Harry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Have I mentioned that yet? I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, and I can't talk very well tonight. Thanks for tuning in, all of you truthers. You know, if you have to stick a title on me, don't call me a conspiracy theorist. Call me a truther. I'm just a normal human being, just like the other two guys in here are. We just all have had something very strange happen to us. Yep. Something that the world doesn't believe or the world thinks looks on with suspicion.
Yeah.
We don't, because it's happening to us.
Every conspiracy is not a theory. There's so many conspiracy facts.
Yes, very much so. Very, very much so. Postman, what's going on with you? What you thinking about? I'm going to throw you under the bus. You hadn't said much tonight. That's not like you.
No,
What's going on with you?
I'm good. There was a that video that I gave you.
The Tony Rodriguez?
Right, yeah. And the last caller, that, not the last caller, second to the last caller to mm-hmm. call,
all right, she
talked about everything that was on the, pretty much it was that was on the
on Tony's
video.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll fire that thing off here in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Well, hey, Terry, I'm really enjoying your show tonight.
Thank you.
I've been listening a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Dee what she had to say, and you know, the part she said that it's kind of bothering the mind when you realize you've been believing a lie.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
been taught everything, you know.
It's not good.
No, it isn't, but it led me to, you know, just think about the Bible, and you know, I kind of feel like everything that's happening and going on in the world and everything,
mm-hmm.
it pretty much lines up with the Bible, especially, you know, Revelation.
Perfectly.
Daniel.
Perfectly.
You know, and everything you said about, you know, the Nebuchadnezzar and the vision, you know, the mm-hmm. statue.
Right.
You know, and the different ages throughout time, kind of. I'm not so sure about whether people were taught a lie, you know, or another word also says that, you know, that in the latter days, you know, that God himself, the Father, was seeing a strong delusion that the people would believe a lie.
Right.
And, you know, as far as the aliens and the government and, you know, it lines up. You know, everything lines up with what the Word of God says.
Yes, it
does. You know, the way I see it.
And me too.
And I don't know, personally, I don't believe the United States is going to exist when all the really terrible stuff on Earth starts happening.
Yeah, right. That's what Terry's saying.
Yep. And I think that his, God's judgment has a whole lot to do with that, you know.
I agree. I think we're Babylon.
So, I don't know. I hate for people to think that what they were taught was a lie, you know. It kind of scares me. Well, not scares me. I can't call it fear, but it kind of hurts because I hate, I mean, for somebody to be deceived.
Right.
Yeah.
I think anybody living on the earth, all of us, everybody in the whole wide world, we're blessed to be living in these times. I mean, how many, there's never before been anybody alive and see things happening, you know?
It's
you know what I'm saying, Terry?
We're very fortunate.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't believe what Davey says is true, but look, Satan. Listen, man, you might as well face it. He's a whole lot smarter than any of us.
Sure he is.
So, therefore, I'm just going to trust in what the Word says.
Yeah.
And try my very best to purify myself, because we are in the last days.
Yes, sir, we are.
I have no doubt about it.
Me either. I know
and
we are.
I just feel it in my heart, and I believe God put it there.
Yep.
But I'm just going to try to be the best person I can and keep my heart loving Jesus, because, you know, what else can I do?
I hear you.
And not fear, and just try to make myself available to the Lord to use me, you know. Just. But anyway, I do enjoy your show. It's really entertaining. It's really interesting.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
That's about it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And thanks to Davey. And I hope Davey ain't too scared or fearful or just she can know this. The Word of God is the truth.
Yes, sir, it is.
So it's just like Jesus. It is Jesus. It is God. It is the Father.
Yep.
So, and He is the truth. So, all right. Enjoy your show, and thank y'all.
Great call. Thank you. Yeah, good call. All right, did I miss it? Did I miss the short break?
No, I thought you get it. I thought you did it.
I did hit it.
Yeah.
Hour break.
Good.
I did good, didn't I?
Yeah, the people that believe the lie, it's their choice, because
free will.
If you seek the truth and earnestly seek it, you're going to find the truth. It's out there. Not just in this realm, but in the heavenly realm too.
But you have to warn people.
Yeah.
The truth is may not be what you think it is.
Yeah.
Are you going to accept it or not?
I can't help it that they're going to stop with the theologians and what they teach you, or the government, or the school system. If you stop with what they teach you, then you're going to believe the lies, and you're going to be hooked and ignorant, uninformed. But you have to go beyond all that and actually seek the truth. And if you seek it,
you'll find it.
If you earnestly seek it, you will find it. Now, I got to warn you, it's like red pill or blue pill.
It's scary, and there's no going back,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, once you go down that rabbit hole,
you can't unsee it.
You can't unknow it.
I know.
Nope.
I'm dealing with that.
And
it's hard.
I mean, I don't know everything, and I try. My ultimate goal is to learn all there is to know. But then even sometimes I have to step back and say, whoa, that's just too much at one time.
Uh-huh. Me too. Well, but Postman has done that to me. He has blown my mind with so much stuff, and I don't want to believe it, but I can't disprove it.
Yep. I don't even touch half of what I've researched.
Same here.
On the show, because people ain't ready for it. I'm not even ready for it.
I know.
No, and just think about all the stuff I ain't even talked about.
I know.
The and one of the whistleblowers was talking about what we're being taught here on Earth, what we've learned ever since, you know, they've started, you know, teaching schools here in the United States. He says 80-90% of it is a lie.
Yep.
And he said that there are several million people, you know, living on Mars right now that are actually living and working there.
Yep.
And he said that that what they're taught is actually different from what we're taught here on Earth. He said the Earth history to them is different from the Earth history.
There's a reason they teach them what they teach them.
Yeah.
Because they have ulterior motives for everything they do.
Mm-hmm. And we actually come up on 100 years that we've been involved in deep space travel, deep intergalactic space travel. 100 years. It's like 88, 89 years that they've been out there.
Wow. That's just, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it's just hard for people to fathom. I've seen so much evidence that all of this exists. Yeah. It exists.
I believe it.
And you can't tell me anything different because of what I've seen.
Right. Yeah. You're fortunate because you've seen it, so they can't take that away from you.
No.
Experiencing things and seeing things, it doesn't matter. People can tell you all day long, well, that's not possible. It doesn't matter what you tell me. I know it because I believe what I see with my own eyes. I know what I feel. You know, it's the same with me and the fibers and stuff. And doctors can tell me till they're blue in the face, that's not possible. Well, apparently it is, because it's happening to me.
And that's why I keep talking about it. I cannot leave it alone. I can't undo it. Y'all just talking about it a few minutes ago.
I know.
I cannot undo it, you know, because that's where we're headed. And think about it. Why in the world are we going there in the first place? Because they knew that that their master was going to come in from that realm because he's prince of the power of the air. That meant everything, you know, from the surface of the earth up into the heavenly realm. Go ahead. And once he's cast down, he'll no longer be the prince of the power of the air. He will be cast down.
What year did we start the space thing? Was that after Roswell? Did that have anything to do with us getting out into space? What happened in Roswell?
We did. Yes, that was because we back engineered that craft, and they actually made it bigger than it was. That was a scout class ship that crashed in Roswell.
Well, I guess the question I'm asking is, I remember Bill Cooper talking about the Majestic 12, or the group that was assembled to look into this. They decided and they sent an SOS message out towards
Zeta Reticuli.
Yes. Is that what got them
there? The Zeta Reticuli star system.
So they came in answer to that SOS when the EB started, the alien that we recovered started to die.
Right.
So we invited them here, and I think that's probably very important.
And those are the very ones that met with Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
Yeah, the bad guys. He met with them, and he met with the tall whites, the Nordics, who told him not to meet with the other ones.
Exactly.
That they're not who they claim they are.
And the tall Nordics were actually correct in telling them that. You know,
are they the angelics?
They're actually a, I won't say offspring, but they're Lyran. You know, you heard me talk about a Lyran species.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That they ascended from a an actual lion, like a lion in the jungle species.
Like the MGM lion.
Right. They actually ascended from them.
Wow.
And it won't be long, folks. I can hear laughing in the background. Y'all actually gonna see this with y'all very own eyes one of these days. And it's going to happen just like the Bible said. People will be fainting and having heart attacks.
Oh, yeah. They will be pooping their pants.
Right. You